Hello, Andy Goddard here, one of the producers of Wooden Overcoats, as you well know. First things first, you guys have absolutely smashed it. Since the last one of these, you've not only hit the target to make another series of Wooden Overcoats next year, that is happening, but you have also made our stretch goal to make Rudyard Ruins Halloween. We are ruining Halloween, and we know that we're going to do it before even Halloween this year. I cannot stress just how blown over and thankful we all are here. I'll be back at the end of the episode with a bit more about what can happen next, because, goodness, things must happen next. But before we get into the episode, a reminder that the Outliers podcast launches its second season next week on the 5th of November. It's created by Historic Royal Palaces, our sponsors for this mini-season of Fun Fragments, in association with Rusty Quill, and presents stories from the edge of history. Real events told from the shadows. From the struggles of Sir Walter Raleigh's wife, Bess, to the quite literally awesome work of the astronomer Caroline Herschel. The new series premieres with a script by our great friend Gabriella Beaner of Wool 359. So subscribe to the Outliers podcast to get his lovely words straight into your ears from next week. And in the weeks to come, there are stories from the creators of the Magnus Archives, We Fix Space Junk, and some of us here at Wooden Overcoats, among others. There is quite genuinely something for everyone. Now, I'm going to let you get on with this week's fragment, and I'll be back to chat to you again afterwards. Thanks. Thanks again, and I hope you enjoy this.
Fun Fragments of Wooden Overcoats. Eric finds a canine companion in Rolo by Chris and Jen Sugden.
Georgie! I can't carry this coffin by myself, you know! That's what I pay you for! Oh, never mind. You can do this, Rudyard. Willpower. That's all it is. Let nothing break your concentration!
Get off me!
Rolo, get down, boy. Rolo. There we are. Come on. Oh, morning, Rudyard. I see you've met my new friend, Rolo.
You don't mean to say the slathering beast is yours?
Yep, I was just taking him for a walk. He loves his walkies, don't you, Rolo? Don't you, Rolo?
Yes, you do. You love your walkies, you good boy.
Well, do let me know how this conversation turns out. If you'll excuse me.
No, Rudyard, watch this. Rolo, paw. Paw. Rolo, paw. 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 Never mind. Anyway, he's very friendly, aren't you?
Aren't you the best boy? Aren't you? Oh, this is why you come in.
Chapman, what the hell has happened to you? Why have you done this?
Well, he belonged to the late Mr. Hancock. After the funeral, the family said they didn't want him, so I thought, why not take him in myself? I mean, if there's enough room at Chapman's for a cafe, bowling alley, indoor adventure park, then... Well, settle down, Rolo. A dog, after all, is a man's best friend, and I could do with having a chum about the place. Rolo! No, Rolo. Sorry about this, Richard. I'm not quite sure what's gotten into it.
Rolo, get down.
Oh, good boy. Good boy, Rolo.
Good boy.
It's all about positive reinforcement.
That's absurd. Now, if you don't mind, I'm showing a coffin to Miss Scruple in about half an hour.
Why?
She's planning her funeral, obviously. After all these years, I finally managed to... What is it?
He's brought you a stick.
Well, I don't want it. Now, as I was saying to Miss Scruple on the telephone... Yes. All she really needs is somebody who will get her... Her body in the... Body in the... In the coffin... The coffin... The coffin... In... The... Ground... On... What? What is this? What do you want?
I think he wants you to throw the stick for him. Which is funny, because he's never shown the slightest...
Right! Fetch!
Bit of interest.
In the ground on time. There! Anyway, good luck with the dog, Chapman. I won't keep you.
Would you like a hand with that coffin, Rudyard?
I can manage, thank you. If you could just... Now what?
He must want you to throw it again.
Fine, anything to get rid of him.
Wow, he really does seem to like that stick, doesn't he?
You all right, sir? Eric?
Good morning, Georgie.
Georgie, I've been yelling out to you for hours.
Well, that was silly. I've been at the mayor's all morning.
Just help me get the coffin inside.
No problem. I've got great core strength. Hey, who are you then?
Yeah, that's Rolo, my new dog.
Look, buzz off, damn you.
You want to properly train a dog like that, Eric. Earn his respect. Otherwise, he'll walk all over you.
Don't worry, Georgie. I think I can handle him.
Yeah, but listen. With Timmy, I really
Thanks,
had
to... But honestly, me and Rolo are already so in sync with each other. You know, it's like we both know what the other one's thinking. Give it a few weeks and I might make him a business partner.
What are these?
They're slippers.
That's thoughtful of him.
But they're my slippers.
Well... Not according to Rolo, they're not.
Rolo? Rolo? Rolo, come here. Come.
Not great at following orders, eh, Harry?
Yeah, it's early days. I haven't taught him the basic commands.
You mean like, sit?
Oh.
And down?
And
roll over?
Yes.
And somersault? Yes, well, I was probably asking a bit much there.
But still, though.
Eric? I think your dog loves Rudyard.
Good boy.
He's certainly taken a shine to you.
Don't feel bad, Chapman. I'm sure he'll come to tolerate you, as we all have.
Maybe, but I wouldn't be a deserving friend to man's best friend if I forced him to be my friend when he clearly prefers someone else. Perhaps you should have him.
Can I keep the slippers too?
No.
Rudyard can't have a dog.
Why not? Well, maybe he's just what we need here. Shake things up a bit.
You hate shaking things up.
That's not true.
You threw my maracas into the sea.
That was completely different. Rolo here could comfort our clients, cheer them up, and serve as a reminder of my superior dog handling abilities.
There it is.
It's not a competition, Rudyard.
I know it isn't, but I'm still one.
Sir.
Look, give me one good reason why I shouldn't keep a dog here.
Madeline will kill you.
She doesn't have to know. Hello, Madeline. Of course he isn't dangerous. Besides, Georgie could just build you a tiny suit of armour. Problem solved.
We are not keeping a dog here, and that's final.
But Rolo can't go with Chapman. He hates him, don't you? Good boy.
What about Miss Scruple?
That's my booking, Chapman.
Yes, but there's nothing wrong with her. She might just be lonely. In fact, if she had Rolo for company, she wouldn't feel the need to book a funeral at all.
But.
That's a good idea. Eric.
Thank you, Georgie.
But I'll
take Rolo round to hers now. I may have lost a friend, but I'll have brought happiness into someone's life.
He's stealing my dog.
Shut up, sir.
Come along, boy. Enjoy yourselves.
You did the right thing, sir. We can always get you another pet. Something simpler, like a goldfish.
A goldfish? No, too judgmental. Come on, Georgie. Let's shift the coffin back to the workshop.
Rolo was written by Chris and Jen Sugden and was performed by Felix Trench as Rudyard, Tom Crowley as Eric, and Kira Baxendale as Georgie, with additional voices by Holly Campbell and Bertie Goddard, who is a dog. The script was edited by David K. Barnes and the production manager was Elizabeth Campbell, music composed by James Whittle. The programme was recorded at the Coach House studio and was directed and produced by Andy Goddard and John Wakefield.
So I said I'd let you know what else can happen, because of course more things can happen. And since we've made the money this early in the campaign, we can start looking at what else we can do in the series. That could mean longer episodes, more cast members, a very bougie mouse hutch for Madeline. I mean, we'll give you more updates the more that comes in. And remember, if you give anything to the campaign, you will get hold of Rudyard Rude's Halloween, which has just been funded. That will definitely happen for you. Also, you could get access to all of those wicked rewards that we're going to be working really hard on before the series comes out. So again, thank you so much for all that you've done so far. And watch this space. Stuff's going to happen. And it's all because of you guys. So thank you again. We'll be back again next week with more fun fragments. And, oh yeah, I almost forgot. I know this is the news that you've all been waiting for, the winner of our cocktail competition. Thank you so much for everyone that entered. We have read through so many fantastic entries. And honestly, it was a really hard choice. Some of us have been sitting around trying to make some of them. Not all of them are achievable, which has been quite an amusing expedition into the cocktail abyss. However, there is a tie on the victory. I know I said that there'd only be one winner, but I lied. Because we had two that were just so great that, you know, head writer David was like, I need to put these in the show. The first of which is by Crystal Adaway. It's called A Long Time Ago. Mix up a Long Island iced tea, add two shots of espresso, and stir with a solitary sprig of thyme while gazing into your past. After 30 seconds, the espresso kicks in and you'll shake like a paint mixer. Now get out there and make the world better. Thank you, Crystal. That will be in the show. Look out for it. Thank you so much for your contribution. And the other one, made in honour of Piffling's most eligible bachelor, Eric Chapman, is The Middle Distance, a dark and cloudy cocktail that you can gaze at pensively while thinking about your own mysterious past. So thank you again, and thank you again for everyone who entered. Try and make them yourselves and send us some pictures of what you've made. We can't wait to see them. Thank you so much, and see you again next time with the next fun fragment. Goodbye.